Recorded live from the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, this is the Soft Verbal Podcast presented by Pelias Pecans.
Awesome.
The Soft Verbal Podcast, your ticket to the latest, most accurate Ole Miss football recruiting information. No spin, no false hopes, just facts from the recruiting trail from RebelGrove.com recruiting analyst Russell Johnson.
Caution, you are about to enter the no spin zone.
And now, here's your host, Neil McCready.
God, here we go again.
Another edition of the Soft Verbal Podcast presented by Billy's Pecans. Today on the show, Russell Johnson, who covers recruiting for RebelGrove.com, part of the Rivals.com network, will join as always. We'll talk a little bit of recruiting as Ole Miss's self-imposed recruiting restrictions have expired. They'll actually have unofficial visitors on campus this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that as Ole Miss and LSU meet on Saturday, 6:15, Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. We will also have a conversation between Russell and Ole Miss wide receivers coach Jacob Peeler. Let me go ahead and tell you this, and I'll tell you this before we go to it as well. I'll repeat it twice for anyone who might miss it. The interview was taped last Thursday, so obviously that was before Ole Miss's 57-35 win over Vanderbilt. So when you hear references to the upcoming Vanderbilt game, that explains that. So hopefully that's not confusing. So we'll get to that in a moment. First, let me tell you about Billy's Pecans. It's never too early to plan for the holiday season, so get a jump start on your gift-giving list, whether it's for business or family. Billy's offers gift towers, samplers, gift bags, and more to please every sweet tooth on your list. Now's the perfect time to line up your Thanksgiving cakes, order Billy's Blueberry Pecan Coffee Cake, or the Cinnamon Pecan Coffee Cake. They'll freeze beautifully until the big day. Order now, and Billy's will ship your gifts on the date requested. Here's why you should choose Billy for your holiday gifting. One, they make it super easy. Email your list of recipients to gifts@billyspecans.com. That's B-I-L-L-I-E-S, pecans.com, and they will handle the rest. Two, if you want your logo on the gift, they'll do that too. Three, they'll even provide a complimentary gift card for you to express whatever you want to that special person. Go to their website, billyspecans.com, and check out all the things that they have to offer. Their two most popular gifts for corporate clients are the Simply Duo and the Party Trio. But everything you see is a perfect gift. You can order online at billyspecans.com. You can email at gifts@billyspecans.com. Or you can call 1-800-624-7404. And either Stacy or Bailey will be right there to assist you with your gifting needs. Again, 1-800-624-7404 or billyspecans.com. Russell, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. It feels good to be back in the Clark Ford studio.
It is. We're back in the Clark Ford studio, Clark Ford in Amory, 662-257-1900. You call Corey Clark at Clark Ford. You tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for. He will send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. There's no haggling. It's right to the bottom line. It's straight to a great deal. And if you think this is too good to be true, there's just no way I've got to take this quote and shop it, that's okay. That is your right. It's America. Go for it. Call as many dealers as you want. Do whatever you want to do. You're going to end up letting Corey and the people at Clark Ford do for you what they've done for so many listeners of our podcast over the last few years, and that's take the hassle out of the everyday car buying experience with a great new Ford from Clark Ford in Amory. And to make the deal even better, at the end of the deal, even if it's not true, tell Corey, hey, Corey, I heard about Clark Ford on the podcast. You can mention, obviously, the Soft Verbal Podcast presented by Billy's Pecans. You can mention the Oxford Crystal Beer Garden. You can mention the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Anyone's fine. Be cool if you'd mention all three. But anyone's fine. $500 off the bottom line from Clark Ford in Amory. All right, so we'll get to Jacob Peeler in a minute, but so recruiting weekend, first one Ole Miss has had in a long time, which seems weird because it's October the 22nd, I guess, is game day.
Yeah.
I'll ask the obvious questions first. I would anticipate they're expecting a pretty big crowd of visitors.
Yes, yeah, they're going to reach almost a maximum allotment of recruits they're allowed to have on campus in terms of the tickets they're allowed to give out to each one of them.
Okay. Any names stick out as guys that you're particularly watching for? Is it mostly 18 kids? Is it mostly 19 kids? What is it?
There's a nice mix. You've got quite a few Mississippi State commits that are planning on coming to campus. You've got the cornerback Jalen Reed at Olive Branch. You've got the defensive end Fabian Lovett. You've got the Tupelo linebacker Jet Johnson. And 2019, you've got the Horn Lake trio of N'Kobe Dean. You've got Ray Darius Jones, who's going to be returning this week from an injury. He actually missed part of the Oxford game last week with an ankle injury. And then Tyler Grimm, the running back. And then even going forward to 2020, we've got the Lafayette athlete, Randy Anderson, who's playing quarterback for the Commodores this year. He's going to be there as well.
Okay, so the next question people will ask, and I don't bring this up to be controversial. I'm just asking because it's an obvious question.
I think I know where you're going with this one.
There's certainly a possibility, as we sit here today, that the majority of this staff, perhaps the entirety of this staff, won't be in place in December, in February. Why, if that's possible, and it is,
yes.
Why is this weekend significant, or how is it significant?
Getting these kids around the campus, getting them to see the environment, see the atmosphere of the locking the vault, as the coaches like to say, and really just, you know, getting a chance to familiarize themselves with the city of Oxford, you know, seeing the square, seeing the pieces that don't matter about the coaching staff as much as being in Oxford, being at Ole Miss. That's really what the coaches are trying to sell, because, you know, they know just as well as the recruits do that their jobs are on the line, and more than likely they're not going to be there.
How's that changed the way they've recruited? Are they how diligently is this staff recruiting? Is it mostly focusing on 18 kids? Is it working on 19 kids? How does that work for the, because there's a lot of people out there that are asking the same thing, like, how does this matter? Does it matter? Do they have to operate under the assumption that, hey, we might be here?
I mean, they send out maybe one 2018 offer in the past couple weeks. They've really focused on 2019, which has been kind of strange. But at the same time, I feel like they might be trying to give whoever the new staff is, or, I mean, they might still be working under the assumption that Luke's going to get the job and these kind of things, which is a little out there. But, you know, according to them, it could still happen. So,
all right. Well, without further ado, we're going to go and hear your interview with Jacob Peeler. First, let me tell you that the Soft Verbal Podcast presented by Billy's Pecans is brought to you in part by Fidelity Mortgage agent John Bonelli. John's been in the mortgage business for 13 years. He has extensive experience in conventional loans, FHA loans, USDA rural development loans, VA loans, bond loans, and more. John specializes in home mortgages and loan services in the Jackson-Flowood area, but he can service the whole state of Mississippi, whether that's condos in Oxford, vacation homes on the coast, or anything in between. I've known John for years. You won't meet a more conscientious guy. You won't meet anyone who cares more about your purchase, your mortgage, than he will. Contact John at FidelityMort.com. That's FidelityMort.com. Or at 601-842-9764. Fidelity Mortgage, LLC. NMLS 1039190. The podcast is also brought to you by the Storage Acquisition Group. The Storage Acquisition Group is an industry-leading expert at identifying and acquiring strategically located storage facilities throughout North America and beyond. As the preferred buyer for one of the largest private owners of self-storage in the world, Director Monty Spencer and his team have upended the acquisitions market by giving facility owners a new avenue to divest. How exactly can self-storage facility owners benefit? It's simple. The group buys direct and charges no commission or fees. Their free, no-obligation evaluation even means that you can get a comprehensive picture of your property's value without the need to commit. If you're thinking, yeah, but I don't own a self-storage facility, I was just enjoying the podcast, listen to this. Even if you're not an owner, you can benefit too. The Storage Acquisition Group's buyer has a generous referral program in place for referrals that lead to a closed transaction. Visit www.thestorageacquisitiongroup.com to find out more. Now take a listen to Russell's conversation with Ole Miss wide receivers coach Jacob Peeler on the Soft Verbal Podcast presented by Billy's Pecans.
We've got
Ole Miss wide receiver coach today, Jacob Peeler. How's everything going for you?
It's good. Excited to get back home.
Yeah, you've been on the road for how many weeks now?
Including a bye week, it's been 4 weeks. So we were, you know, at Cal, had a bye, then Alabama and Auburn. So it's been a little while. So it's good to be back in the vault.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Some of the road trip, you guys put on quite some miles going all the way to Cal.
Yeah, it was an experience for I know a lot of our kids have never been that far west, and so it was an experience for those guys to get to see a different part of the country. So, but again, nothing better than playing at home for sure.
Right. Yeah, and then you got homecoming this week.
Yep. Correct. Yeah, that's what I actually had a buddy tell me. I didn't even know, because sometimes you get locked in over here, you don't know what goes on outside
right.
those walls. But yeah, I heard it was homecoming, so that'd be fun.
Now, how do you pronounce your hometown? I always pronounce it Kosciuszko.
That's not quite there.
I've been trying.
Yeah, Kosciuszko.
Okay.
The easiest thing, if you want to say Kosci, like the K-O-S-Y, which there is no Y in there, but if you want to say Kosci or K-O, you will not miss a beat, I know. But yeah, Kosciuszko, it's very hard to spell and very hard to pronounce. It's something I promise you will not be the last that cannot pronounce my hometown.
I'm still struggling with at least 30 or 40% of the cities in Mississippi.
Well, you know, you got Louisville, you know, which we call Louisville, but yeah. Everybody else calls it Louisville. You got Lafayette, which yeah. Everybody calls Lafayette or yeah. Lafayette. So there, we got our own little twang going.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Coming back here. Were there any other jobs other than staying at Cal that you had considered before taking the Ole Miss job?
You know, in my 4 years there were some other opportunities that arose. Some of them I looked into a little bit, but things just it didn't fit for me personally and for me and my wife. And this was an opportunity. For those that don't know, you know, I grew up in Mississippi, grew up 2 hours south of here, and it was an opportunity to get back closer to home, closer to family, and this was a dream for me. I mean, I actually got a picture sent to me last week, me wearing an Ole Miss hat when I was probably about 10 years old, and so I still got memorabilia in my childhood house and my parents' house. It still got stuff on the walls. I found this over the summer. There's a poster. It was like a Rebs of Steel poster, and it's Terrence Metcalf is on there, and which is DK's dad. And so I, you know, just kind of moments. Funny how things kind of, you know, go full circle sometimes. I mean, you grew up a huge Ole Miss fan. Now you get to coach it. And so this was the best opportunity that I felt that it was time for me to venture off and to go attack this.
And you, to avoid a cliche, you would say this was your dream job?
Oh, I mean, to avoid a cliche, but it is, this is it.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Now, you know the question's coming. Everybody's been all over social media and everything with the NWO, Nasty Whiteouts.
Yep.
Kind of talk about how that came about and where you got the belt. I mean, it looks pretty authentic.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have it here. It's at my house right now. But, it was something I wanted to kind of build a little bit of continuity and competition and just a kind of a identity within our room. And it was something that, you know, we all remember back in the day of Hollywood Hulk Hogan and coming out and the Jimi Hendrix song. And I mean, that was part of my childhood and probably a lot of people, you know, a lot of other people's. But it was just something that kind of went with the flow. Nasty Whiteouts, NWO, kind of played off of the New World Order, took that. And the kids really bought into it. And they love it. And, you know, as a recruiting tool, it's obviously something that, you know, kids can relate with. And
yeah, I'm sure you're sending pictures all over the place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no question. And so it's been fun. You know, the kids got, you know, they got their own little, I guess, everybody's got their own little flavor with it. But, you know, they enjoy it on game day, get to have the belt. And
you give it to one person a week?
Yeah, one person per week. They compete for it. I mean, it's been anything. We played the old school, like, what's the little paper football? We did a paper football tournament. I mean, sometimes it's specific to that game plan that week, and sometimes we just have fun with it. I've done a Madden tournament before, and it's just something to make those guys have fun and compete for it. And it's good for them to take it on the road. And they take it on the bus and they go through the Grove, or if they're on the road, you know, opposing stadiums, they'll walk, you know, off the bus with it. And it's fun for them because they like to compete for it and they want to have it. But once we go and play the game, it's free range. Whoever has the last touchdown, you know, they get – we have a person who runs the belt to them immediately, and they hold it up, and they do what they want to do with it, I guess, you know, within, you know, within being classy, I guess. We try to keep it within the realm of being of good sport, I guess. Yeah. But it's been fun. It really has. I've enjoyed it. The kids have enjoyed it. We got a board in there that keeps up, you know, has a little championship belt next to their name with how many times they've won it. And
so, I was going to ask you, they can win more than once?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think right now DK Metcalf is the only person to have won it more than once. He's won it twice. So.
And all these kids understood exactly what NWO was?
Not to what me and you probably understand it. They some people, I guess, had tagged some stuff on Twitter, and they were like, "Wait, that's our logo." And that was like a long time ago. I was like, "Yeah, I didn't necessarily come up with the exact logo, but I kind of you know, manipulated it a
little
bit."
Yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant marketing tool, like you said, recruiting.
Yeah.
Actually, getting into recruiting, currently you have 1 4-star wide receiver committed. Mm-hmm. And kind of what are you looking for in your other spots you have at that position for the 2018 class?
I think for us this year, the most important thing is just find a fit. You know, Ole Miss has historically, you know, in this conference, you're going to match up with a lot of long corners. I mean, you look at last week at Auburn, I mean, both of their starting corners were very long, 6'2", long armed. They like, you know, are able to get their hands on you. And historically Ole Miss has had a bigger physical receiver, and that's something like that we like in this offensive scheme. But also, I think we're going to look for a little bit of a water bug, phone booth, make you miss guy, something a little bit of you know, spice.
Someone under 6 foot.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
doesn't
it doesn't necessarily matter, you know, in terms of height, but just more so just something that. Maybe can catch a bubble or slant and make one guy miss. And, you know, you got guys like AJ that's going to physically do that. And you got guys like DK and DeMarcus and Van that are a little bit longer. But, you know, sometimes it's good to have that little shape guy. And again, you know, is that what we're necessarily going to look for in attack? We're open for that, but if that doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. We're going to take the best players to make us better, whoever, you know, regardless of what their skill set. If they're just a really good player, we're going to take them.
Who would you say you have one of those phone booth guys on your roster right now?
I would say the closest would probably be Trey Nixon. Okay. We moved him outside. We made that move just physically. I think he's a mismatch on corners because of his ability to take the top off. So I thought that move worked out well for him. And then we moved Braylon Sanders, the true freshman, inside, and I think he's really excelled. So flipping those guys from inside to outside, I think they kind of both found their home for the future there.
And how did that recruiting process for Sanders kind of get going? I know you guys offered pretty late.
Yeah, you know, getting here 2 weeks before signing day, it was a little bit hectic because
you didn't see your wife very much, did you?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't. I was I kid you not. We were actually the night that we offered Braylon, we were house hunting here in Oxford. I didn't get a chance to go look at a house until 10:30 at night, and the entire time I'm texting with Braylon, calling with Braylon. We just thought that he was a kid that that kind of fit what we were looking for in terms of athletic ability. He was a great basketball player, was very, very, very you know, productive but athletic at the same time. He had some production in high school, but we thought his upside was going to be tremendous, and he has. He's shown that since he's been here. He'll be a guy you'll see this week. I think it's time for to play him. I think he's earned it. He's come in every day and has worked really hard and bought in completely to what we're doing. And you know, this I think he is a kid that is going to have a really bright future. I think we hit a home run with him.
Yeah, because he had some other offers early on in the process, mm-hmm. but they kind of didn't become committable as mm-hmm. the time progressed.
I mean, yeah, he was actually a kid I watched when I was out at Cal, because I had recruited Georgia pretty heavy, you know, having signed a couple kids from there. And so I'd seen his film, liked him, you know, just – it was a situation out there where we were taking two and we filled up early. And so I was kind of moved on to this 18 class. So that was a whole, that's why when I came here, I was almost having to start from scratch because I had kind of moved on to the next class. So, you know, learning new kids, you know, trying to build relationships. And that's hard with
two weeks.
That's hard to do with 2 weeks before signing day. So, you know, we were really lucky to get him late. And I mean, he is definitely an SEC player for sure.
Now, you were talking about going back to Cal. We mm-hmm. talked about that a little bit ago. Was there any emotion at all going back to Cal, you know, returning back to where you, your old stomping grounds, seeing the receivers that you helped recruit and helped coach and develop?
Yeah, that I honestly say that was a first for me. Just having gone back to play, you know, your former players that quickly after being there. It was definitely interesting, you know, going out for pregame and sitting on the different sideline after 4 years going across the field. And, you know, just I couldn't be, you know, those kids were special to me. I had recruited a lot of guys offensively and defensively on that team. And so it was, you know, it is a business at the end of the day. And, you know, I pride myself on relationships and I still have relationships with those guys. And, you know, the game didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, obviously. But at the end of the day, you know, it is the business, like I explained. And so they understood, you know, as soon as the game was over, I was hugging everybody's neck. And, you know, before the game, a lot of them ran over to me during pregame to come see me. Right. And that was special for me because unfortunately, I don't get to speak to those guys because a lot of them, you know, if you're not a senior, you can't text or communicate with.
Oh, you can't. That makes sense.
You don't want to, you know, with the, you know, people trying to look at it the wrong way for transfers or whatever it may be. It's just, I mean, it makes sense. The rule makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, unfortunately, when you spend 3 or 4 years with some of those guys or you've been recruiting them and, you've been in their homes and, you know, you can't text them and tell them congratulations, I'm proud of you sometimes. That's part of it. That part was hard not to be able to tell some of them. But, you know, again, I think they come out here in a couple of years. Maybe 18 or 19, they come back. So hopefully we'll be able to repay the favor.
We'll still have a few left from
ones you recruited. So. I've still got several that redshirted last year that I'm sure will still be sophomore juniors by that time.
Yeah. Now, talking about, you know, recruiting current students, just a thought, everything going on here, would you say that is, you know, kind of been going down, you know, happening through back channels with your current student athletes being talked to by other universities maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, because obviously they can't talk to you about
it. Yeah, so. I don't really know in terms of if there is or isn't. The one thing I will say is our kids here right now are locked in. I thought last week, you know, you go on the road in the SEC and play anybody, it's going to be tough. You know, that's why, you know, home field advantage is a real thing. And so I thought, you know, last week we grew up. I think our kids are you know, this week of practice has been really good. And it finally feels like fall. We were talking about that earlier. Yeah. I think, something about it when you're playing football in the South and you go outside and there's that little crisp coolness in the air. It excites you as a football player because that heat will wear on you in practice, and, you know, kids will get, they enjoy that little difference in weather. But in terms of your question, I know it kind of went off topic, but, I just think the kids there's a different air about them this week. I'm excited, like I said, to be back home and see how they compete on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that'll be important. What would you say would be the local feel, like, in terms of recruiting in the state of Mississippi, in terms of, besides recruiting on a national scale, you know, in terms of, you know, the negative recruiting going on from other schools and just everything going on with everybody waiting for the sanctions to come out?
Yeah. You know, the one thing we've preached is just be patient. And for me, being here not even close to a year, I commend some of those guys that's been here a little bit longer because I mean, it's amazing the things that you hear sometimes. Again, you can't, you know, it's just like you hear everything you read on the internet is not always true. I mean, it's the same thing to go with recruiting. Everything you hear is not always true. So I will say this. I think we're in a position to attack, you know, once everything comes out. And you know, again, as a coach, all I can do is continue to coach these kids here and let that process play itself out because I have no say in that. Again, I think once everything plays itself out, you know, we'll be in a situation where we're, you know, in the hunt for a lot of kids.
Just right off the bat, as soon as the sanctions come out, you thinking?
I think so. I think that's what a lot of, you know, with recruiting right now, just a lot of people are just waiting to see. You know? And then I get that. And so a lot of people that, you know, are potentially maybe committed elsewhere or holding on their commitment somewhere, just wanting to see right now. And we're telling that's, I think, a smart move on their part. So just, again, the best thing we can do is just continue to coach these kids in this building and, you know, get ready to play Vanderbilt on Saturday and next week get ready to play another home game. So that stuff will play itself out. I'll let the administration handle that. I'm just trying to win on a fade route and a slant route. So that's enough as it is right now.
Right. Now, talking about next week, the LSU game, that'll be the first game that you guys are allowing unofficial and official visitors. Mm-hmm. How much different has it been around here the past, I don't know, since the season started even?
Yeah, Saturdays are a little bit more quiet than I'm used to, and I would say it probably echoed all the way through this building, just in terms of being football only. You know, Saturday will be, like you mentioned, the first day that we have unofficial visitors, and it'll be a little bit different. I know we'll be running around scrambling up until kickoff, you know, hosting families and making sure they feel comfortable and answering questions that they may have, and so looking forward to it. There's some kids that, you know, I haven't had a chance to see since they were on campus in the summer, and just looking forward to catching up with them and their families, and it'll be fun. Definitely the recruiting aspect of it is something I enjoy.
You probably miss having visitors here and being able to see the families.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah. It's like I mentioned earlier, you know, you build relationships with these people. Some of them, you know, some of them over multiple years, and some of them, you know, just depends on what year they are. But that's a huge dynamic to what, you know, Coach Luke is doing in terms of the family, you know, the family dynamic, the personal dynamic of it. And that's something that fits my personality perfectly, because that's something I truly believe in. And so and I know Coach Luke is excited to get those guys in as well, because I think it'll be the first time a lot of them have opportunity to meet him as the head coach,
not just the offensive line coach.
Absolutely. So yeah. It'll be great for multiple reasons.
How many visitors do you think are going to be here?
I don't know how many tickets we allow, but I do know that there's been, you know, several.
Are we talking amounts. Close to 100?
Oh, I don't have a number. I'd have well, to talk to recruiting staff. Yeah, I don't know what we're even allowed to give out, but I know there'll be a lot here.
Yeah.
I know there's been a lot that wanted to come previously, but, you know, obviously this will be the first week. So we're excited to get them on campus again.
Yeah, I'm sure. Last question, recruiting-wise, would have to be the 2019 class coming up in the state of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. It's arguably the top class the state has ever seen. What, since you've started coaching, is there any other recruiting class in the state that you could compare it to?
You know, the one thing, you know, Mississippi high school football for me is special, first off, because I played, you know, played in this league and both leagues. I played in the junior college and in the high school league. And so I've always thought Mississippi high school football is a special league, because it's, you look at the NFL with the, you know, the Jerry Rices, the Brett Favres. I mean, you look, the names just continue to flow. There's just been so many of them. I do know that it is, since in my time, I mean, I would say it's probably maybe the most talented class overall, you know, deep in terms of deepness. You know, I think it's got a chance to be one of the best, if, you know, in my time, at least trying to remember. Since I follow recruiting, so and it's exciting. I know there's gonna be some battles. I'm sure there'll be some kids that you know that.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of early commitments.
Yeah, you know, and that happens. You know that, but again, I get it. I mean, I'm 33 years old, and sometimes I change my mind a lot too. So I try not to look into that too much. You know, until they have to sign the dotted line, it's right. going to be a battle, and we'll continue to battle for those guys. And, you know, obviously being, you know, the University of Mississippi being the flagship university in the state, we need to make sure that those kids feel at home, and just got to get them on campus and love them up and show them what we have, show them our product. And again, at the end of the day, you present what you have, and some kids, you know, they want it. And some kids look for something different, and, you know, it's a two-way street, you know.
Right.
Marriage, you know, with my wife, she had to like me just like I liked her. So, you know, the same thing has to go both ways. So I think that's the good thing about what we do, is we're a very low-pressure staff. You present your product and, you know, present it in a way that, you know, you get all your questions answered, and same thing for them. They get their questions answered, and we'll figure out what's the best fit for this university moving forward. And, you know, obviously it's good to you know, for kids not to have to fly over three or four, you know, states or three or four schools before they get to your school. I mean, it's within driving distance for that class, so that'll be good for us as well.
Last question, going on recruiting and being on the road, what's your go-to fast food restaurant on the road on recruiting trips?
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to tell you, so I'll be the first to admit, I kind of let myself go when I moved, last couple, year and a half. I got married last summer, and I did the whole lose the weight before the wedding, and then kind of splurged a little bit. So I did a lot of recruiting meals. I will say, favorite place, I am a huge believer in going to local, like just local places, something that doesn't say anything that I know. Like I don't know. I don't get to eat until 11 o'clock at night. So sometimes you're limited to a gas station at that time, but which is kind of shocking because I love food. But I don't know. I've always loved going to little mom and pop shops, like something that, again, like name somebody's last name, or it's just there's not Chili's or an Applebee's. I just like going to places like that and sitting down and. Because that's usually where the best food is, and I'm a foodie. So,
you look it up online ahead of time?
No, I literally, when I start driving, like, I mean, there'll be a barbecue place. I'm like, yep, going there. I remember I was in Texas, South Texas, and there was an oyster place. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going there. Because we're close to the water, and I'm a huge seafood guy. But anything seafood, 100%, we'll probably get it. Barbecue being second, and I'm Chinese food. There's no bad Chinese food. I just truly believe Chinese food is. If I could eat Chinese food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, I'd be 800 pounds, but I would eat it. There's no turning.
I don't know
that.
If you'd be coaching wide receivers.
I know. I'm gonna grow out of that position. I know. I'm gonna go back, but no. You have to. I have a belief on the road. You get a thing of water and a thing of maybe almonds at the hotel in the morning. And that's all you do. Like, I just drink that huge thing of water and those almonds, and then at dinner that night, if I have time, I'll get something, something decent for dinner that night.
Yeah.
Once kind of just wind down and catch up on what's going on in the world of recruiting that night, or social media. But there's been some meals that's gone down on the road recruiting. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Now, since you got to Oxford, what's been your favorite meal? I'm still searching for a bad one.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, there's not a bad meal in Oxford. I mean, anything on the square. I mean, everything and anything. There's a place a little bit out of town. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm a big seafood guy.
Yeah.
It's called Seafood Junction. It's all you can eat, fried, everything fried, really? Seafood.
Where is this at?
I don't want to say the wrong. It's kind of outside of Pontotoc just a little bit. It's called Seafood Junction. But I will say, I'm a.
They're gonna call you and ask you to come get a free plate.
I'll take every free plate they'll give me. But if it's seafood, like I told you, that or Chinese, I gotta go for it all the time.
Well, that's Jacob Peeler, the wide receiver coach for Ole Miss, joining us on the Soft Verbal Podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
Our thanks to Jacob Peeler for his time today on the podcast. Again, I should have told you this before we went into it. That was taped last Thursday. It was before the Vanderbilt game, so if there's any confusion there, that's why. Ole Miss and LSU, Saturday night, 6:15 in Oxford. Russell will have recruiting content to you the rest of this week, and obviously a ton of it this weekend, reaction from visitors, that type of thing. We'll be back with another Soft Verbal Podcast presented by Billy's Pecans. Next week, Ole Miss will be preparing for its home game against Arkansas. That's at 11 a.m. October the 28th. More visitors in town for that one. We'll also visit next week with Danny West, who covers Arkansas and recruiting for the Hogs for Rivals.com. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the Arkansas situation, given Brett Bielema's seat getting a little bit hotter week after week, loss after loss there in Fayetteville. So we'll have all that to you next week. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks to Billy's Pecans, to John Benelli, to the Storage Acquisition Group, and, of course, to Jacob Peeler. Until then, I'm Neil McCready for Russell Johnson. Take care.